Once upon a time, a foreign prince came to the kingdom. He pleaded with the king to help him find the girl shown to him in a prophecy, who assuredly lived in the kingdom. A girl with a smile radiant enough to melt the heart of his cruel father, then cursed with a troll-like visage until his hardness can be softened. The prophecy gave the prince the one tool he would need to find her, a tool he was in fact born with and bears with him wherever he goes, his most mighty measuring rod. The rod would show if the smile was wide enough, and how deep it truly is. If they be the one, their smile would be found on the prince's mouth. And so the king gathered all the ladies in the land to be tested. Each would place the rod in their mouth and tried to transfer their smile. Suck as they may and suck as they might, none ever sucked just right. No smile came to the prince's mouth. There was much sorrow and misery in the kingdom that day. Then the prince did proclaim he knew the cause. Perhaps he had been searching for the wrong lips the whole time. And so the ladies were gathered again, and he got to measuring their lower lips in much the same manner, those lips that smile a smile all their own. This time the prince tested with a desperate vigor, again and again testing and testing until he and they were spent. Yet again, the one was not found. No smile was seen on the prince's mouth. "Perhaps," said the prince, "I must test further than the lips. Do not lips hand on the rosy cheeks of the maiden?" The king concurred, and a third trial was formed. Each lady bent over and had her cheeks reddened most heartily, then held them apart for one final test. Alas, though the prince and the ladies did give it their all, the one was, again, never found. No smile was found on the prince's mouth. With a sigh and a heavy heart, the prince left the kingdom for good. He passed beyond the gate and slid off his princely garb, walking back to the docks, smiling. His shore leave was up, you see.